Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The former president is charged with 37 felonies. The president described a Pentagon plan of attack, shared classified map related to military operation among the sweeping 37-count felony indictment related to mishandling classified documents. That's a part of the AP story. Tom Heffelfinger, twice, served as U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, once appointed by George H.W. Bush, one other time appointed by George W. Bush. Tom has joined us a number of times before. He is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Tom, it's always a pleasure to get your wisdom. What is your reaction specifically to what Special Counsel Jack Smith just said?
Hearing the description of the indictment, as well as the description from the prosecutor, I think that the former president's in deep trouble. I mean, I don't know any other way to describe it. The indictment that was unsealed today and made public today has damning allegations of violations of serious federal statutes relating to the security of our country and the integrity of our intelligence gathering, and not only intelligence gathering, but also protecting, because that's what he did, is he had the access to the intelligence, but he didn't protect it.
How important is this part, too, where one of his former lawyers testified on the record with perjury possibilities if this particular attorney lied, where he is quoting the president when the FBI has reached out repeatedly to get the documents back, and the former president, according to one of his former attorneys, says, I don't want anybody looking through my boxes. What if we just told them we don't have anything here?
Well, first of all, they're not his boxes.
Yes, correct.
They are the United
100%.
States boxes.
Yep.
But it's a very large part of this indictment is focused on obstruction of justice. And when the former president, instructs a witness before the grand jury to lie or instructs a witness to conceal information that the grand jury is seeking, that is textbook obstruction of justice. And it is at the heart of the allegations.
I am consuming information, Twitter and other stories, from a number of legal scholars of your skill who are sharing the same opinion, also in this specific way, Tom, saying this is filled with specific details that
yes.
A lot of other indictments can be kind of bare bones, right? And then they say, we're going to make the case, and you'll see it when a case. But that this goes to great lengths to be as specific as possible in details that you normally don't see. Do you concur with that?
Absolutely. This is what people in the prosecution and defense business call a talking indictment. It lays out not only the legal allegations, obstruction of justice, interference with intelligence, etc., but it lays it out in a way that also lays out the evidence. So you make the allegation, then you lay out the evidence. That's why the talking part. So it means that anybody who reads that indictment, and I wish I had it in front of me, but I don't, but anybody who reads that indictment is going to understand not only what the allegations are, but what the evidence is. And that is makes it a very compelling indictment.
I mean, it is, and we knew this to some level, Tom, but to think that now that we've seen the pictures, that there are just boxes of these documents, of the most important documents that you could have, just casually and cavalierly just laying around Mar-a-Lago on a ballroom, in a shower, in a bathroom, like you're going to get your tennis, you're going to rent a racket, or you're going to get a drink, and you don't realize, but right next to you are classified documents about the United States of America's nuclear capabilities. It's just, it's hard to fathom.
Well, you also have to consider the details of what Mar-a-Lago is. It is a public hotel.
Yes.
He's making his living now, inviting people to come in and stay there and wander around, play golf, play tennis, go swimming, go to the bar, go to the ballroom,
yeah,
go dancing.
Right.
These documents were exposed to people over whom the federal government had no control or even any knowledge. So you don't, generally when the government's going to give somebody exposure to confidential information, they need to know who it is that's going to have access. And Trump put these things in a place where nobody knew, including government representatives, who Trump was essentially giving access to these documents.
Tom Heffelfinger is with us, two-time U.S. attorney. You were appointed by two Republican presidents. You're not exactly some wacky, loony liberal, okay? That's not, let's just add that to this question. When you see so many elected Republican officials, governors, senators, presidential candidates who automatically say this is just the Biden DOJ going after a former president and someone who is going to be the next president of the United States, and they're just trying to bring him down, what is your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction is the same as a reaction to allegations against Hillary Clinton. Allegations, one ought not, especially when you're dealing with national security, one ought not be jumping to conclusions before you know the evidence. And clearly, nobody knew the evidence until about an hour ago when the indictment was made public.
Now, on Joe Biden, and the fact that Joe Biden is also facing a special counsel and had documents, again, ridiculously casually in his office, okay? Now, so far, from what we know, there were not repeated attempts by the FBI to get that information, and Biden wouldn't do it, or Biden was lying about it. That's a huge difference. But for folks who are looking at this and saying, wait a second, how can you go after Trump considering what Biden has? And is Biden going to be treated the same way by the DOJ when, in theory, he's their boss? What do you say to those folks?
I would expect DOJ to apply the same standards of prosecution as well as the same evidentiary standards to Biden as they've applied to Trump. So, for example, I would expect them to look for any evidence that Biden took confidential data and showed it to people who didn't have the right to have access.
Yep.
Just as the allegation here is that Trump used it, among other things, to impress people who are related to his campaign. Secondly, I would expect that they will look at Biden to see whether there were attempts by Biden, either through his lawyers or directly, or any other party, to conceal the information he had from the Department of Justice, especially once the Department of Justice came asking for it. That's what they've done with Trump. I would expect the same standards to be applied to Biden. I would also expect the same standards to be applied to Pence, for whom there's also an allegation of that he had kept or had some confidential documents.
They have now exonerated him of that. They have said they don't need to investigate him anymore.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
Because apparently, as I do recall, even the initial allegations were that it was a small amount,
yes,
of documents and not documents that were on their face, classified confidential security documents.
And for those who believe this is just going after every Republican, why would the DOJ
move on from Mike Pence, who was the vice president of that administration and is also running for president. What does it tell you that two of his top lawyers in this case quit this morning?
I think those two lawyers either didn't want to be involved in this anymore, or they had a conversation with Mr. Trump that made it impossible for them to effectively represent him.
What's going to happen Tuesday when the former president appears in court in Miami?
Well, I expect, I think there's a reason, a tactical reason why Smith released this, made this document public now. And it goes to the fact that they've already cooperated. They, meaning the government, has met with Trump's lawyers. They've now given Trump a two-day or day-and-a-half head start with access to the complaint or the indictment. And it'll allow the prosecutor to show up at that first appearance before the judge and demand an immediate trial. Remember, he said during his brief remarks that he was looking for a speedy trial. He's the prosecutor. And I would expect Trump, under normal circumstances, to show up at the first appearance and immediately ask for a continuance, more time, so that I can figure out who my lawyer is going to be, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Who's going to show up with him, right? I mean, these are his two main guys.
That's the other. Well, he's now apparently got another lawyer, but then he still has to hire him and pay for him. But the point being, when he shows up in court on Tuesday, the prosecutor is going to say, no, he doesn't need more time. He met with us 10 days ago. He got the complaint on Friday. He's changed lawyers already once since Friday. He doesn't need more time. We want a speedy trial. And I expect that's going to be one of the mantras of this prosecution, which is speedy trial.
Let's say it is a speedy trial, Tom. How quick is it? When could it start?
It could start in the fall.
In the fall.
Yep.
So while he's running, he also potentially could be appearing in court on a regular basis, seeing if he's going to prison for a long, long time.
Yes. There's no doubt that he has the unusual burden of running while defending at the same time.
If he's found guilty of multiple charges, is prison time inevitable?
It would be very difficult for a judge not to impose some level of incarceration in order to be consistent in order for that judge to be consistent in applying the federal criminal code. Other white-collar criminals are going to jail. Why not this one, especially when this one is alleged to have knowingly and intentionally violated government security laws as it relates to our intelligence and our national security.
As always, sir, thank you very much. I know you're on vacation and stopped to do this interview and sought out information solely just for coming on with us, so I greatly, greatly appreciate you coming on.
Well, my pleasure, although I will say this is not a time of pleasure to have a former president of the United States face very, very serious criminal charges and potential conviction and imprisonment. That's not a moment for celebration.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Talk to you.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.